today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him.
Ya ibn Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya ibn Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya ibn Zahra, biya, 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 biya.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 9th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the light of Quranic verses. For that, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hajj, Verse 41.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ
And they are those who, if we give them authority in the land, establish prayer and give zakah, and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And to Allah belongs the outcome of all matters.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In an exegesis to the verse, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, says that in reality this verse has been revealed with reference to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Allah will place the East and the West at their disposal, and through them He, Allah, will establish His religion on this earth. There will remain no sign of injustice and oppression on this earth. This part is about knowing al-Mahdi on the epistemological level. The utopia of those who wait possesses many constituents, one of which is knowledge. With a knowledge, one can acquire supremacy, and without it, one will have no excellence. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, the worth and the excellence of every person is in proportion to his knowledge. However, the area of knowledge proposed here is, of course, one of the religious interests rather than a non-religious one. Islam has the privilege of presenting such a doctrine in the framework of the theory of Imam al-Mahdi in its most perfect and comprehensive form of the human society. By knowing al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, however, we do not mean to be familiar with his name or his relatives. Rather, we mean knowing his due position and function within the whole universe, and consequently, the blessings of his pivotal status for all beings, whether heavenly or earthly.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. In the beginning, it must be indicated that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has long been, for several centuries, he's long been in his state of major occultation. And according to authentic Islamic hadiths and indications that we have received right from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam down to Imam al-Mahdi's father, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, all of them promised people, and mainly Shias, that the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will have two phases of occultation. One was the minor occultation that lasted around 70 years, and the other one, which is the minor occultation, which is the major occultation, and it has since been developing and on and on, and it has been continuing, and only God, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be permitted to come out, to reappear to people. However, we know that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, when he reappears to people, when people can recognize him by appearance, at that time Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will initiate his movement, and the end point of his movement will be his global rule. Certainly, for his global rule, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam needs some associates, some companions.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Every human is mortal. Then how can Imam al-Mahdi live so long? That's a good question. Yes, everyone but Allah is mortal. And in fact, Imam al-Mahdi will pass away too. But the difference is the length of life in this world. The Quran and the traditions inform us that some people have long life in this world. Thus, the possibility of the occurrence of such phenomena is confirmed by the religion of Islam. According to the Holy Quran, chapter 29, verse 14, Prophet Noah has just been prophet for 950 years. His age should have been even more. Do you agree that Prophet Jesus is still alive? Do you agree that Al-Khidr, another prophet, is still alive? Quran mentions the story of his meeting with Prophet Moses. He existed before the time of the Prophet Moses, and as such, Hazrat Khizr is also more than 3,000 years old. He lives right here on the earth, but we cannot recognize him, fairly similar to the case of Imam al-Mahdi. He serves Allah, the Almighty, as one of his agents.
Yabna al-Hassan, Yabna al-Hassan. Ya ibn al-Hasan, 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 Ya ibn al-Hasan.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we'll listen to this part, which is about the number of companions of Imam al-Mahdi. Aban ibn Thaghlib, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq, narrates that during my visit to Mecca, I presented myself in the company of Imam Sadiq. He said, O Aban, very soon Allah will fill this masjid, this mosque, with 313 persons. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Imam Qa'im, the last savior of Allah, will not leave the city of Mecca till such time that he completes the size of his group. Abu Basir asked the Holy Imam about the number of Imam Mahdi's group and soldiers, to which Imam replied 10,000. Apparently, these traditions may appear in conflict with each other, but there is no contradiction. Imam Mahdi will have 313 special companions besides these. He will also enjoy the help and support of other people who will be his companions.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The Imam will naturally conquer and fill the world with justice. And if you want to naturally fill the world with justice, you're going to need men. You're going to need supporters. How many? The ahadith indicate, we said, that the Imam needs 313. There is a quorum. If that quorum is met, the Imam will rise. If the Imam finds 313 supporters, he will rise. This is the philosophy of all the Imams, that if they had 313, they would rise. And we said in one hadith, Imam al-Sadiq, he told the companion that if I had 313, I would rise. In another hadith, he told Sudayr that if only I had 17, he tells him, I don't even have 17 companions, true Shia, true companions that I can rely on. And likewise, Imam al-Mahdi cannot find 313. Throughout 1,000 years, Imam Mahdi, is it possible that he can't find 313? And the question is here, why? So much Shia today. So why do we say al-Mahdi can't find 313? There's millions of Shia today. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, some of them, they had thousands of Shia. So why did the Imam say we don't have 313? Why is it that Imam al-Mahdi cannot find 313 and thus reappear and rise and fill the world with justice? The answer is simple. The Imam isn't looking for just anyone that claims to be Shia. Many people claim to be Shia, but they're useless. Imam al-Mahdi is looking for those true Shias, because Imam al-Mahdi has a grand plan. He has a grand job, a grand task. He needs grand people. He needs outstanding men. He needs the special Shia that have specific qualities. And this is where this important question comes. Many of us ask, how can we help in hastening the reappearance of the Imam? Help the Imam come back. How can we help? How can we prepare for the Imam? How can we be amongst the 313? How many of us have thought about that? Those lucky 313, will I be one of them? How can I be amongst the 313 companions of our 12th Imam? The best way to become amongst the companions of the Imam is to first learn about their qualities, and number two, try your best to what? To achieve those qualities. Because our ahadith, the Imams have told us in the ahadith, what are the qualities of the 313? You want to be amongst the 313? Then you have to try your best to achieve those qualities.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma. وليا وحبيبا